This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday seized on remarks by a Russian general as evidence that Moscow would invade other countries if it succeeded in Ukraine. The general had said Russia aimed to capture all of southern and eastern Ukraine and link it to a breakaway province in neighboring Moldova. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, "This only confirms what I have already said multiple times. Russia's invasion of Ukraine was intended only as a beginning." He said the comments earlier Friday by Rustam Minnikhaev, deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District, show that Russia will not stop with Ukraine. Russian state news agencies quoted Minnikhaev as saying that Moscow wanted to seize Ukraine's entire eastern Donbas region, provide a land corridor to link with the Crimean Peninsula, and capture the country's entire south and as far west as a Russian-occupied breakaway region of Moldova. That would mean carrying the offensive hundreds of miles past the current lines and to the border with Moldova. Moldova summoned Russia's ambassador Friday to express deep concern over the general's comments. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman declined to comment on the Russian general's statement, but she said Washington firmly supported Moldova's sovereignty. Ukraine's defense ministry said on Twitter that the comments by the Russian general showed that Russia's previous claims that it had no territorial ambitions were not true. Russian President Vladimir Putin previously said Russia had no intention of permanently occupying Ukrainian cities. Russia annexed Crimea in 2014, a move that was widely condemned by the international community. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has begun phasing out the use of pandemic-related rule that allows migrants to be expelled without an opportunity to seek asylum. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
U.S. authorities have processed more single adults from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador in recent weeks under immigration laws, which include a right to seek asylum. That's according to a statement filed by Homeland Security in federal court in Louisiana. Louisiana, Arizona, and Missouri sued this month to keep the rule. 18 other states later joined and have asked a federal judge to stop what they called the premature implementation of the end of the rule. It's set to expire May 23rd. Migrants have been expelled more than 1.8 million times under the rule, which was invoked by the Trump administration in March 2020 to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Norman Hall, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law new guidelines Friday involving race-based discussions in businesses and schools as part of his campaign against so-called critical race theory. Passed by lawmakers earlier this year, the legislation bars instruction that says members of one race are inherently racist and that they should feel guilt for past actions committed by others of the same race, or that a person's status as privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by their race. Opponents say DeSantis doesn't have an accurate idea of what critical race theory is. They argue that his motives are to suppress an accurate account of black history. Black lawmakers in Florida have said they believe the legislation will have a chilling effect on how African American history is taught, because teachers might fear lawsuits if students' parents object to how they present subjects like slavery, segregation, lynchings, and the continuing presence of racism in the United States. Niger MPs on Friday voted in favor of allowing the deployment of foreign forces fighting jihadists in the impoverished Sahel nation. After several hours of debate, the members of the parliament voted 131 in favor and 31 against. Some activists have been campaigning against the presence of foreign troops, branding them occupiers who threaten national sovereignty. The outcome of the vote was in little doubt, however, with the parliament in Niamey totally dominated by allies of President Mohamed Bazoum. And recapping our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday seized on remarks by a Russian general as evidence that Moscow would invade other countries if it succeeded in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.